Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All you need to know about yesterday's New England Patriots game happened in the final seconds when the Pats were up by 5 points until this. Here's the call from CBS TV.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling, oh look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake!
Well, you can hear it. The Dolphins fans cheered. The Patriots fans said words we can't repeat on the air as a wild play led to the Patriots losing 34-33 in Miami. Among those watching was ESPN.com's Mike Reese, who's still in South Florida this morning and joins us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob, from the airport. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for being with us. So, this play, as we just heard, is already being called the Miracle in Miami. Have you ever seen an ending like that one yesterday?
Well, not from a Bill Belichick-coached Patriots team. We've seen them in college and in some high school games over the years. But usually the Patriots under Bill Belichick are coached to not let that happen to their team.
You know, I was thinking after the play that Rob Gronkowski, the Patriots had placed Rob Gronkowski deep in the field near the end zone to prevent a Hail Mary pass play by the Dolphins, but he might not have necessarily been the best guy to stop a run play like that because he's not especially mobile.
That's exactly right, Bob, and that's the big second guess for Bill Belichick and the Patriots coaching staff. Did they put the right personnel on the field to defend the play? Rob Gronkowski has been on defense in game-ending situations when the opposing team is a little bit closer, when they might be able to throw the ball into the end zone in an arcing Hail Mary throw where you want him and his size to be able to bat it down. But in this situation, the Hail Mary play was really a low odds possibility for the Dolphins to run. And so you almost wonder if they're second guessing themselves, saying, why did we even have him on the field?
Throughout the afternoon, the two teams appeared pretty evenly matched. It was a very exciting shootout.
It was, and Tom Brady was vintage. He was playing some of the best football that we've seen all season from him. He finished with 27 completions on 43 attempts with 358 yards and 3 touchdown passes. At the same time, Bobby made one uncharacteristic mistake that we don't often see. He forgot that the team didn't have any timeouts left at the end of the second quarter, and because of that, he took a sack instead of throwing the ball away, and it cost the Patriots a chance at least 3 points that probably could have won them the game in the end. So it was an uncharacteristic mistake in addition to some great play from Tom Brady.
Patriots defense that we were praising last week didn't have anywhere near as much success yesterday. I mean, they gave up 34 points. What went wrong?
Well, the biggest struggles that they had were against the Dolphins' running game. The Dolphins totaled 189 rushing yards, which was easily the most that the Patriots have given up all year. They struggled to get off blocks. They struggled to tackle. Just real fundamental stuff. And we saw an adjustment during the game where they actually started to put bigger defenders on the field because they were just trying to get back to basics, just the simple idea of tackling. It got a little bit better in the second half, but at that point the margin for error was so thin and they just couldn't hold their ground enough.
Is this a cause of concern for Patriots fans as we now move into the last few games of the regular season?
I would say the biggest cause for concern is that at this point in the season, you usually know what you're going to get from the Patriots. And at this point, they've been so frenetic and so up and down that you really don't know what you're going to get on a week-to-week basis. To me, that would probably be the biggest concern.
What's all this mean for the Patriots in terms of not yet clinching the AFC East Division title, which they could have done with a win yesterday? They get another chance on the road next week in Pittsburgh. How are their odds there?
Well, you know, Pittsburgh lost to Oakland, one of the worst teams in the league, on Sunday, and the Patriots have had a lot of success against the Steelers in the past. But as we just mentioned, you just really don't know what Patriots team is going to show up on a week-to-week basis. So, you know, and the idea of what it means in the big picture, the Patriots did get some help overall in the AFC with Houston losing and Pittsburgh losing yesterday. So they're still in the number two overall position in the conference, the AFC, for a first-round playoff bye. They just need to win out to get that.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides analysis for WBUR, mostly every Monday morning. Mike, talk to you next Monday in a little less drama, please, if you would.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.